Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit. Hey all, today we are talking about the twin stranger. Most children are told they are unique and special. These children then grow up believing they are different well into adulthood. Popular posts on social media reflect these notions. The cheesy, "nobody is like me" memes that are liked and shared thousands of times. Each person thinking that they're a unicorn and nobody is like them. So today I'm going to tell you why you're not special or unique and you're just a piece of shit. Okay, I'm joking. But what if you're not special? There is substantial anecdotal and now scientific information that backs the theory that every single person on this earth may possibly have a double. The German term Doppelganger, which translates to double walker, is the most popular term to refer to someone's double or lookalike. The doppelganger can almost look exactly like the other person. It is so uncanny that many stories of friends and family seeing a person's doppelganger often could not tell that it was a completely different person. I've read many anecdotal accounts of people even approaching doppelgangers assuming it was their friend, and then the doppelganger reacting strangely and ending the interaction. I'm sure many of you have also heard of the theory that everyone has at least 7 doppelgangers in the world. I've seen that thrown around a lot of places. I don't know how true that is. Some have actually met their doppelgangers and said it was a shocking but positive experience. We'll look at some of those stories later. Despite some of these heartwarming experiences, a long-standing belief remains that meeting one's doppelganger is a bad omen or could even lead to your death. There are also movies and books including a doppelganger in the plot, always foreshadowing something bad, so it might be something that has been implanted into the human psyche as negative, which is why many people do react in a freaked out way. Quote, "The concept of the existence of a spirit double, an exact but usually invisible replica of every man, bird, or beast, is an ancient and widespread belief. To meet one's double is a sign that one's death is imminent. The doppelganger became a popular symbol of horror literature, and the theme took on considerable complexity. In The Double, 1846, by Fyodor Dostoevsky, for example, a poor clerk, Goliadkin, driven to madness by poverty and unrequited love, beholds his own wraith, who succeeds in everything at which Goliadkin has failed. Finally, the wraith succeeds in disposing of his original." End quote. One of the most prevalent theories about doppelgangers is that they are evil doubles of the original person waiting and trying to steal their life. So this is their only purpose. They don't have any life of their own, goals, direction. Their only purpose is to steal your life. This is probably why most people are weirded out by the idea of seeing their own double. I strongly believe that I don't have any doubles, and if anybody told me they saw my doppelganger, I would say they clearly imagined it because nobody looks like me. That was obviously sarcasm, but a little part of me does believe I am unique, which I think most of us do believe because it is part of what makes our identity real. Forming an identity is also something that happens in our most formative years growing up and is one of the most important aspects of a person's development. So when the lines of who you are become blurred, in some unfortunate cases of one losing or questioning their identity, it could lead to grave consequences. This was true for a 21-year-old waiter living in Zurich. Anil almost killed himself upon coming face to face with his doppelganger. Quote, "One morning, instead of going to work, he drank copious amounts of beer and stayed in bed. But it turned out to be a harrowing lie-in. He felt dizzy, stood up, turned around and saw himself still lying in bed. He was aware that the person in bed was him and was not willing to get up and would thus make himself late for work. Furious at the prone self, the man shouted at it, shook it, and even jumped on it, all to no avail. To complicate things further, his awareness of being in a body would shift from one body to the other. When he inhabited the body in bed, he'd see his duplicate bending over and shaking him. Soon, fear and confusion took hold. Who was he? Was he the man standing up or the man lying in bed? Unable to stand seeing his double any longer, he jumped out of the window. End quote. Fortunately, Anil is alive and well today. Doctors told him he was lucky to even be alive after that. Anil's apartment was on the fourth floor, and upon jumping, his fall was broken by a large bush below. What Anil described happened to him could be explained as an out-of-body experience, which many people have. This is when a person wakes up outside of their body and can see themselves from a third-person perspective. They usually report being above or hunched over their body whilst their physical self is fast asleep in bed. Usually this is an experience that does probably freak people out the first time, but I've never heard of anyone reacting the same way that Anil did. What Anil experienced was not seeing his doppelganger, or at least not the definition of what a doppelganger is. The article describes Anil seeing his double and doesn't clarify if that's what he actually said. I still think it is interesting because if he did believe this to be his double and decided to jump off a building to, quote, find a match between body and self, as he said, then it does somewhat add to the fear of losing oneself. But what happens when people see their own doppelgangers? The superstitions surrounding seeing your own double have been around for centuries and heavily associated with bad luck or one's own death. In recent times, some heartwarming stories of people meeting their doppelgangers paint a different picture. Quote, student Kira Murphy moved to Bremen in Germany to study, and the last thing she expected was to accidentally bump into her doppelganger. But shortly after moving to Germany from Ireland, Kira thought something odd was going on when people asked her if she came to the country with her sister. Unknown to Kira, the same thing was happening to Cordelia Roberts from the UK, who had also moved to the area to study. Eventually, Kira bumped into Cordelia and realised that people must have thought they were twins as they looked so similar. They are now best friends and go around everywhere together, and are now known as the twins around college. There is also a video of Kira and Cordelia discussing how it felt meeting one another for the first time, which I will put in the source material below because it would be interesting for you guys to watch. Included are many other stories and pictures of people meeting their real-life doubles on this website. Many of the stories of doubles meeting are pretty wholesome, some even becoming close friends. Irish TV presenter Niamh Geeney launched the website Twin Strangers. People can upload photos to the site and describe their physical features. They are then matched up to their most similar counterpart, hence the name Twin Strangers. Geeney says matches have been made between people in Russia and Italy, Holland and the US, and Mexico and Brazil, among other places. The presenter launched the website after creating a 28-day challenge, also called Twin Stranger, in which she tried to find her closest lookalike. I don't know why she did it, there wasn't a reason, but I guess we all have random things we want to do. In April 2015, Niamh's social media campaign went viral after she found a woman named Karen who was the spitting image of her. The pair even did a photo shoot together after meeting. That wasn't the end, as Niamh ended up coming into contact with two other strangers that looked almost identical to her. They even looked more identical than the first double that she met of herself. It makes sense why she then decided to create a website solely for others curious to meet their own doubles. One of the first people to find each other on the website were Ambra and Jennifer, who matched within minutes of creating accounts. You will need to watch the video, but I will play the audio of their first meeting. The link to this is in the source material below. Ambra and Jennifer are 10 years apart, Ambra being 23 and Jennifer 33, but they look so identical, it's hard to believe they have no relation to one another. Even Jennifer's own mother is gobsmacked when she also meets her daughter's double. Here's the clip.
I already found two incredible lookalikes on my search. Since then, we've been helping people to find theirs. And the first couple we brought together are pretty amazing.
Ambra, this is my mother.
How can this be? There's no way y'all are too much alike.
My name is Ambra. I'm 23 years old and I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Currently, I'm sitting in Raleigh-Durham Airport, waiting on a flight to Houston to go meet my twin stranger named Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, I'm 33, I'm from Spring, Texas. So one day, I come home from work and I read about this site, Twin Strangers. I just put in my, you know, parameters and there she was.
Thank you again and welcome to Houston.
Yes, of course I'm nervous.
I was fine right up until I got to the elevator to come down and see her. And then suddenly I was all nervous and like my hands were shaking and I was like, oh my Lord, I'm actually gonna meet her.
Wow.
Oh my God. When I finally met her, it was like, oh my goodness, that there's another person. She really does have my face. I was nervous to meet Jennifer's mom, whether she would, you know, like me.
Ambra, this is my mother.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You're my daughter. Hi! Oh my God. You look so much like my daughter. Your smiles are the same. How is this possible? You're not adopted?
No, not adopted.
I want to see your family tree. I love it. I love it. This all came from the internet.
The mom's reaction was super cute. Though it must be a bit of a mindfuck to see someone that looks 90% like your daughter, but isn't your daughter. Like she said, how is this possible? Well, science apparently has an explanation. Think of people's features as a set of combinations or a code. At some point, there is only so many variations the genes and DNA can create. Therefore, it is inevitable that we will all have some other person out there with a very similar code to us, hence looking very similar to us. Quote, then it's just a matter of working out the possibility that someone else will have all the same versions as you. There are only so many genes in the world which specify the shape of the face and millions of people, so it's bound to happen, says Winrich Freewood, who studies face perception at Rockefeller University. For somebody with an average face, it's comparatively easy to find good matches, says Fela. End quote. When you do think about it in that way, it does really make sense because not every single person could look completely unique from one another. It would be impossible when you think about how many humans lived since the beginning of time. Seeing your doppelganger before the internet was probably much less common, which is why it may have had such a negative connotation at the time. Also, famous literature scaring the shit out of people about doppelgangers probably had a part to play. Quote, one of the most famous examples of a doppelganger is in Edgar Allan Poe's short story, William Wilson. In this tale, the main character meets his doppelganger as a child. He is persistently followed by the copy, who causes trouble in the character's life. And when the main character tries to do evil or unethical things, the doppelganger tries to stop him. But in a rage, the protagonist kills his doppelganger, but he realizes it is a reflection of his own self. End quote. Pretty deep, but also scary. Many people also ask doppelgangers if they are related or not. It happens all the time, which is understandable as we know things like facial features can be genetic and can run in a family. So Neve, who is the founder of Twin Strangers, actually decided to put this to the test, and she did a DNA test with her most identical double just to find out for sure if they even shared any ancestry. They were able to get results of where their lineage was traced back to and if they had any connections at all. The results were, they were not related in any way, shape, or form, which may be a shock to most, like they didn't even originate from the same place. It just goes to show you that certain genetic codes are not specific to one part of the world, and two people from different countries could look like twins. The world just seems to be random like that and may copy and paste another version of you somewhere far, far away. I'd like to think there's a double of me somewhere in Fiji, or where's another exotic place I can think of? I don't know, somewhere exotic doing some exotic shit and she's just enjoying life. But nobody knows we look like each other because she doesn't have social media. Anyway, now I have to share the most bizarre story I may have come across involving the murder of a doppelganger that took place just last year. You won't believe the reason behind it. I myself did not until seeing the story on news articles and even YouTube videos. This crazy chick decided to search for her own doppelganger, not to have a friendly meetup, but so she could murder them in hopes of faking her own death. Quote, a 23-year-old German-Iraqi woman sought out a lookalike on Instagram and murdered her with a friend in order to fake her own death, prosecutors in Bavaria believe. When the blood-covered body of a woman was found last August in a parked Mercedes in South Germany, reports initially identified the victim as Sharaban, a Munich-based 23-year-old beautician with Iraqi roots. Even though some members of Sharaban's family had identified the body, an autopsy report the next day raised questions over its identity. The victim was eventually named as Khadija, an Algerian beauty blogger from a neighboring state, also 23. With long black straight hair, a similar complexion, and heavy makeup, the two women looked strikingly alike, police said, leading the German press to refer to the case as the doppelganger murder, end quote. This incident took place in August 2022, so the case is still very fresh and has come as a shock to both the German and international community. Just a week before the gruesome murder, Sharaban had been frantically contacting different women she had found on social media who resembled her. She made several fake accounts and contacted the women trying to meet with them, but none would. They were probably weirded out, as they should be. This is definitely a prime example of why you shouldn't meet people you don't know from the internet. Unfortunately, Khadija was the person who took the bait. As she was a beauty blogger, she was always looking for ways to grow her business and create new income streams. Sharaban may have been receptive to this and offered Khadija money to do her makeup. Khadija agreed, and Sharaban quickly offered to pick her up from her apartment, as well as offering to drop her back after she had done the job. Sharaban brought a male friend along with her and picked Khadija up. They drove for a short time before Sharaban stopped in a stretch of woodland. Sharaban and her friend then made up an excuse so Khadija would get out of the car. Sharaban then proceeded to stab Khadija to death. Her and her friend then placed Khadija's body in the back of Sharaban's car and drove back to their city, parking the car in a quiet area near Sharaban's house so it could be found. Sharaban's parents were the first to discover the body. Police, medics, and even Sharaban's own family initially thought it was her dead body they had discovered. They looked that alike. Sharaban almost got away with it until there were some discrepancies in the autopsy that caused authorities to raise an eyebrow. The true identity of the body was discovered, and a search began for Sharaban, who was subsequently found along with her friend who helped with concealing the body. At first, German police did not have a motive for the murder because it seemed quite random. The two women previously did not know one another, but their striking resemblance led them to the reason Sharaban killed Khadija in cold blood. Sharaban had been having disputes with her family for a while and wanted to escape and live her own life separately from them. One might wonder how she came up with the idea of faking her own death by taking an innocent person's life, but I guess you can't understand crazy. I personally just left my family home when I wanted to start living my own life, and I haven't looked back since. Maybe if Sharaban just did the same, she wouldn't be rotting in jail right now. Both her and her friend were given life sentences, and it's very unlikely that they will ever see the light of day. But how scary is that case? German authorities say they've never seen anything like it. I also hope nobody gets any ideas and tries this again, because that is batshit crazy. That's the type of crazy case that you'd make a movie about. There probably is a similar movie or plot to this, but I don't want to know because real life is scary enough. Also, if you didn't know, guys, I have a Rumble account which I want to start streaming on. It's in the source material below. Please follow it because I need 25 followers, like I've been telling you guys, so I can start streaming and talking mad shit on live streams and talking about stuff that I can't really talk about on the podcast. Also, be sure to check out and support my website, www.thecuriouspodcast.co.uk. Let me know what you think about this episode by commenting, as there is a feature on this episode where you can comment about how you found the episode as well. Other than that, thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.